This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio, KFGO.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, with thanks their light didn't die.
For our first guest, Rabbi Jamie Serber, I had to find a Hanukkah song for her. Rabbi, welcome to KFGO Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is Amy Eiler. It Takes Two with Amy and JJ. JJ is away today. Jack Carlson, Pastor Jack, is sitting in his spot today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well.
And the first thing
Merry
we should...
Merry Christmas.
And Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much.
Perfect introduction. Rabbi Jamie is from the Temple Bethel here in Fargo. And Hanukkah and Christmas are falling around the same time this year, which is kind of fun, I think. I don't know how you feel about it, Rabbi Jamie.
I think it's great. You know, I really appreciate being able to share the winter holiday. And, you know, I think the more the merrier.
Okay, so let's start there. And Jack and I were talking about this before we got on the air. Is Hanukkah the Jewish Christmas?
It's sort of kind of oxymoronic to me. I mean, when I was talking to Amy, because it's not Christmas, so... I mean, because I've heard people say, well, that's the Jewish Christmas. I'm going, well, no, not really. So this is, it's good to ask you this question.
Well, you know, I think it's a great question. So thanks for asking. So Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas, right? So feel free to jump in if I get anything wrong. But I believe, you know, Christmas is about the birth of Christ. Right?
Absolutely. That was what piqued my questioning of how the Jewish faith would respond to somebody when they said, well, it's like the Jewish Christmas. Oh, well, that doesn't even make any sense to me.
Correct. Right. And so, first of all, just starting there with the, you know, biblical kind of historical, right? So the Jews, we don't have a Messiah yet. We're still waiting. So we don't have a Jewish Christmas. So I guess that's point one. Point two is Hanukkah is a minor holiday for Jews. And in fact, we only got gifts in America starting, you know, maybe in the 1950s with the rise of commercialism around Christmas. Before that, it was just small token gifts, if that.
So in that regard, is there a secular element then to Hanukkah as there is with Christmas?
So I think that there's many different ways to celebrate a holiday. And I think that Jews across America and even internationally have varying ways of celebrating. For some Jews who see themselves as more cultural, it may be more of a cultural celebration than a religious one.
Sure.
And when you say gift giving, we think of Hanukkah as 8 days, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And each day represents what in the Hanukkah tradition?
Sure. So it's not, each day doesn't exactly represent something, kind of like where you have with Kwanzaa each day.
Right.
In Judaism, we actually have the menorah, or in Hebrew, Hanukkiah. And so you have one day for 8 days, because in the story of Hanukkah, the oil in the temple, when we rededicated it, lasted 8 days. And so that's how long we celebrate. And to kind of show our Jewish pride, and we have a commandment that we put the menorah in the window. And so if you're driving around Fargo, let's say, or, you know, you might see some menorahs in the window.
So the mm-hmm. candles that was lit, I mean, that it's considered a miraculous event, correct? That there was
correct.
One candle that had enough oil to last for one day, and during the conflict between the Maccabees and the Syrians, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong on that, but the in the temple, that candle was lit for 8 days.
Sure. So it was actually it was the Hellenistic culture and Greek culture at the time. And it was like, so the story itself is very complicated, but yes. And so the temple was destroyed and the Maccabees went to rededicate it. And so you're right, the miracle of Hanukkah happened because that oil that was found in the rededication lasted for 8 days.
What does the, why are the colors blue and white? We think of Christmas as green and red. We think of Hanukkah as blue and white.
Sure. So, you know, I'm not sure. My guess is that those were colors were appropriated from the Israeli flag.
But that's
a really good question. I'm not exactly sure.
And what is the significance of a dreidel?
Sure. So a dreidel is a Jewish game. It's like a little spinner top that Jewish children grow up playing around Hanukkah, and it has four letters on it, and it's used as almost as a teaching device. So the saying is Nes Gadol Haya Sham or Po. So a great miracle happened. So either here, if you're living in Israel, or Sham, there, if you're living outside of Israel. And so it's played to remind children of, you know, of that miracle, of the holiday.
How can someone who isn't Jewish experience Hanukkah in a respectful way? I know when I was growing up, my best friend was Jewish, so we would, you know, it was always exciting. They always allowed us to come over and, you know, light the candle with them. Each of them had a menorah. I don't know if that's traditionally how it is. Like, everybody has mm-hmm. their own menorah, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they would always let mm-hmm. us, you know, listen to the reading. And it was fun for me. And I thought it was a fun thing to do, but I was really little. How can someone who isn't Jewish experience it?
Sure, absolutely. And I really appreciate the thoughtful question. I think, you know, first of all, there's a fine line between celebrating and appropriating. So I think that if one were to know somebody who was Jewish, asking if they could come over for Hanukkah would be a great way to celebrate. I'm all for celebrating different cultures and religions. I love learning about what other people do and, you know, where their values are and their traditions. So I'm always curious. As a kid, I grew up decorating Christmas trees with my friends and cookies. And so I think, you know, just asking to join in a celebration is perfectly fine. I think there's some really great YouTube videos. And, I mean, going to the local library and getting some books and learning is another great way to start celebrating.
Do you get upset when people wish you a Merry Christmas?
Absolutely not. You know, it's an intention. The intention there is of goodwill, which I appreciate because, quite frankly, there's, you know, ruder things people can say to me. So,
and they
Merry
have
Christmas.
To us.
Yes.
Right. And they sure have. So, you know, Merry Christmas is just fine. But I think something that is maybe a little bit more difficult is when people assume that I'm Christian because maybe they are. So if somebody wants to wish me a Merry Christmas, that's fine. I take the cue that they're perhaps Christian, and so I'll wish them a Merry Christmas back. But for me personally, I really like the greeting Happy Holidays because then it doesn't assume that I'm Christian.
Right.
And I think... And I want to make it clear, right? Just because I'm a rabbi, I certainly don't speak for all Jews everywhere or even all the Jews in Fargo. These are all my personal opinions. And so while I may feel this way, somebody else who's Jewish may have other feelings.
Sure.
And that's totally okay.
Totally agree with you. I'm in the same spot as a Christian pastor. And it does. It comes from my personal experiences and the way I express my faith. And I really appreciate you coming on today and being with us and to educate us and giving us something that we can take home to everyone in our Christian churches or those who aren't, and to be able to celebrate holidays, different holidays other than Christmas, because I think we make we make some assumptions, as you've said, that we make some assumptions because I'm Christian, that I wish people a Merry Christmas, and that's not always their tradition.
Well, let's talk about that just real quickly. You know, our tradition on Christians' tradition on Christmas is, of course, to go to a Christmas service
right.
at their mm-hmm. sanctuary of choice. During Hanukkah, do you have any celebrations at the temple?
So we might get together for a Hanukkah party or something small. Again, remember, this isn't a major holiday for us.
Sure.
So yeah. our major holidays are around the Jewish New Year that typically happen in September. So those are really our big holidays. These are just, Hanukkah is just a small one. So we don't really have a service, but, I have been to midnight mass before since I grew up having one parent who wasn't Jewish. And so it's just really a great time to be able to experience, again, what other people do with their cultures and religions.
Is there any kind of food that's associated with Hanukkah? Like, there's so many foods, I think, associated with Christmas with Christians. Is there any specific food?
Sure. So we have potato latkes and... Birnbaum's is really good potato latkes. So,
oh, good to know.
Get those year round.
Never yeah, had
so
one.
Those
I'm
are
going
really
to good.
Try. Oh, you should. One. And the recipes, they're super easy. You can't just eat one. They're like potato chips. you eat a whole bunch of them. And then there's also sufganiyot, that's the Hebrew word for donuts. And so during Hanukkah to celebrate, to remind us, it's maybe not the healthiest, to remind us of the miracle of the oil lasting, we tend to eat fried foods. So donuts is just one of those fried foods, and it's huge all over Israel. And that's kind of more of the European Jewish way of celebrating, right? Because we have Jews from all over the world. So Jews in India might make their version of a potato latke or a potato pancake using Indian spices, kind of like a pakora. So there's all different kinds of foods.
And well, some of those are filled, right? I mean, so that people like me can even get more calories.
Not just
a plain donut, but
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Jelly donuts
perfect.
Are the classic.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbi Jamie Serber is from the Temple Bethel here in Fargo. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a joy and really fun. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Serber.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Light one candle for the strength that we need. Never become our own foe. Light one candle for those who are suffering. Pain we learned so long ago.